Systems operating within normal design parameters. Engage cybernetic generation sequence. Malfunction detected. System overload. Warning. System overload critical.
I can't do it, guys. I can't do it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Mike Yellick. And the Eagles season, damn it, it's over. Saw this. I should have saw this coming. I should have saw this. This was going to happen. This city, this damn city is cursed.
Like I said from the beginning, they will go to the Super Bowl barring injury. This I was barring.
No.
And it's what happened.
Why can't it just be a why? I am so sick of this goddamn team. Every single
not
year.
The team's fault. But it's not
the football gods. Come down on us. What is it we did? What is it we've done? Is it the snow pie?
Well, yeah, we need to throw batteries.
Why?
I don't know. Don't ask for it.
People, you can call in. Listen, I get it. We got the crap.
I got to warn you guys. I'm going to call in and gloat. I don't recommend
what? How can you gloat over this?
Yeah,
I really am. I really am done. I'm bored. I thought this team was going to the Super Bowl. I never said win, but I said Super Bowl for sure. This team's going to. And guess what? Again. I don't get it. It's not fair.
Things to say, but I want to get my thoughts in order, and we have a lot of calls.
Of course we do. Of course.
Okay. All right. Listen. Okay. Look.
I didn't see them calling when the Eagles were won. Now did you?
Well, they did win still, but and have a 109 quarterback.
Great. Good for him.
Anyway,
you know how Foles.
Yes, I know how you feel about Foles.
Okay.
I remember. When he first started on this show, we actually supported him for that. So
good,
but
sucks.
Just get a call. Just take the call, and put your headphones on, or else you can't hear him. Take the call. Take the call.
The line one.
Wipe your tears. Change your panties.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, buddy, it's Mike from Tatamy.
Mike from
Tatamy. I feel for you, buddy. That's been a tough week.
Yeah.
You going to be okay?
No, I'm not.
No, to be quite honest, he literally is, you know, fighting back emotions here.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm not okay.
You know, that's what happens. And, you know, I might not be a diehard football fan, but I'm a diehard soccer fan, and I know that I get, like, pretty, you know, 13-year-old girl,
you know,
going through puberty crying when something happens to my team like that. So I get it.
You know, Mike, I'm gonna say this, okay? Okay, and their callers on the line, you know what I do for a living, all right? Put my
yes.
heart and soul into my job. And aside from that, I put my heart into Lights and Greenwald. And then aside from that, I put my heart and soul into this show. I put my heart and soul into this team. And every damn year, something happens. Well, this year, I was like, you know what? It's going to be an all-PA Super Bowl. You know what? This is finally the year. And boom! Crashed again. And another year down the damn drain. It's awful. And to be honest with you, just win another one. If I'm the Eagles fan, just win another one, Steelers. All right? Because that team looks unstoppable. The Patriots look like crap.
They got beat by the Dolphins.
Yeah, come on.
They got beat by the Dolphins. I loved it. I loved it. Brady get angry. It makes me so happy. I can't say how happy it makes me.
But I don't want to see a stupid team like the Vikings and Case Keenum, Mr. Nobody.
They won't win the Super Bowl.
I want a team that won a Super Bowl. So
they
just,
won't.
I don't hate the Steelers.
The 49ers are coming back.
I don't hate the Steelers. So just come on. I hope your team wins. I'm honest with you. I have the Steelers in the Super Bowl because I don't want it to go to anyone. I really don't.
Can I maybe talk to you off the ledge for just a second? I can be honest in saying that of all the teams outside of Minnesota, the Eagles are in the best situation with their backup quarterback. He's got experience. He's got his jersey in the Hall of Fame. He's been there before. He's had a season where he was, third best all-time QBR? I don't know. I don't know these stats, but there's something out there I was listening to on the radio today. So calm yourself down a little bit. They can still get there. They can still get there. And this is a non-Eagles fan telling you that. Yeah. Yeah, they can still get there. I don't know that they will, but they can still get there. He's not a horrible backup. Let's put it that way. He's not a horrible backup. Been a starter.
What just happened?
You there?
Mike?
Oh. I'm still here.
Sorry. We thought you cut off. Sorry.
No, no. So can you hear me? So what do you think about what I'm saying, Mike? I think they still got a shot. It's an outside shot, but if they get home field, which I think they still will, I think you still got a shot. A bye week, get them couple more reps with the first team. I'm not saying I think it's going to happen. I'm saying it's not outside of the realm of possibility.
That makes at least one of you. I'm going to be honest. I don't think so.
I'm still rooting for the Pennsylvania Super Bowl. I still want a Pennsylvania Super Bowl, especially now that Colt Foles is in there. I'm just being honest.
I don't see it. And you know what? I saw it all year. And I had morning. And, you know, Sunday night, honestly, I did. When you texted me that, I did. I was honest. I cried. I cried Sunday night because, like I said, aside from a couple other things, I put my heart and soul into this team, my emotions, and I get let down every damn year. This year looked like it was different, and then boom, there it all went. I did.
It's tough. I get it.
Yeah. All right. I mean, give me something. I don't know. Give me a score for the Steelers. I'm so out of it right now. I'm lost. I really am. Give me a score.
Well, how about we rally behind this? The last 2 weeks, I've been calling my Steelers scores within a field goal. I've been right both times. For the first time, I'm going to say that we beat the New England Patriots. I've never called for us to win them. I think we beat them by 7 or more this week. I'm going to call a score 35-27. 35-27. How about that?
All right. There it is. I don't even care about
no,
that. Let's see what happens.
That's going to be a baby. Give me an Eagles score.
Who did the Eagles play this week? The Giants?
Yeah.
Giants.
Oh, they can light up the Giants. Even with Foles. I'll say 27-14. They crush them. They crush them this week. Double digits.
Big deal. All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Good luck, guys.
Hey, Mike, are you going to listen to the rest of the show?
Yeah, I stay on.
All right, cool, because I got coming up when I'm going to get my thoughts in order, and I got stuff I want to say.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks for checking in.
Take care, guys.
There he is, Mike from Tatami. Let's go to line number two. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Derek from Akunji.
There's Derek.
Yep, there he is. Hi.
Why do I get the feeling that every call tonight is going to be like asking Mike if like his dog died or if his girlfriend broke up with him? Like the last call was like, are you okay? Are you going to be all right, buddy?
It's just like the carpet got from under me. I mean, I don't even know like what to do. Like, what do I talk about? Like, I'm gonna pretend. This is the real me, okay? All year, I put my heart and soul into this show, amongst some other things. And now I'm supposed to sit here and act to the people that call in and to our listeners. I'm supposed to act that I think this team can go to the Super Bowl. No, I'm not think they go to the Super Bowl. No, one and done. They're done. I'm not gonna pretend. Oh yeah,
you're telling me you can't get excited about Dick Foles? I mean, Nick Foles. I mean, the last time you guys won the division, I'm pretty sure Nick Foles was the quarterback.
Stop. All right?
Just saying.
Listen, I know as a Redskins fan, you are gloating. You love this because, you know, oh, well, at least the Eagles aren't going to the Super Bowl. All right. Well, listen, all right? Your team.
Well, yeah, I do want to say that I called this earlier in the season. I said you guys would get to the playoffs and you'd be one and done. So you can call me Mr. Cleo because I predicted this.
Ah, but you can't say that you predicted it until it actually happened, which it most likely
will.
Just like the little
the ends justify the means, you know what I mean? I mean, I feel bad for Carson Wentz on a personal level because that's a horrible injury, but I'm not sorry for Eagles Nation.
Well, now, apparently it's not as bad as it could be. I mean, first of all, ACL tear is just bad no matter how you look at it, no matter how minor the tear is, it's bad. It's happened to me twice, okay? But ACL is one of the injuries that could be a career-ending injury, and that is what it's not. He was not favoring the leg largely when he was walking to the locker room in the back when he left the game. Okay, so there are slight things that people were pointing out, analysts were pointing out, where it's not as bad as everybody thinks.
I don't
want to
hear that.
It's not as bad as everybody thinks.
You're so right now.
You can't.
Yes.
One of the most negative people I've ever met. You can't see any positive in this.
Amen to that.
And you, thank you, Derek. Carson Wentz is a franchise quarterback. You could have easily lost him for good, forever, and you're not even going to take that small positive out of it.
I'm focused on the moment. I'm focused on winning now.
So
I am sick and tired.
You.
I am sick and tired of talking about, oh, well, at least next year now. It's always next year.
It's always next year.
Okay, here we go. And then we're supposed to act like we want to see Pete Carroll's stupid ass cracking his gum on the sideline in the Super Bowl. And then maybe Aaron Rodgers.
Look, they lost like I told you they'd lost to the Panthers. They're nothing. The Seahawks are nothing. They ain't going to the darn Super Bowl. Who are you joshing? Who are you joking?
It is whatever.
Dude, how do you think that we feel as, like, Redskins fans and Dustin as a Titans fan? Like, every year is next year for us, too. It's bullshit. Like, my team, the Redskins, in the first quarter were going for it on fourth down. Like, that's when you know that your season is over. Like, the first quarter, you've just totally given up and you have to start going for it on fourth down to try to win. Come on.
Sorry, I can't believe it. I'm an Eagles fan saying this. What the hell have the Eagles done in the last decade? Huh?
You can answer that, Derek.
Made it to the Super Bowl and had your quarterback throw up in it. That was a big moment.
That wasn't the last decade.
That was the replacement.
That wasn't the last decade.
Oh, actually, yeah, you're right. That was like 13 years ago. Man, time flies when you're a shitty Eagles fan.
See, this is what happened. This is what I knew was going to happen in all the haters, in some way, shape, or form, whether they're nice about it or whether they're gloating a little bit, like Miss Cleo over here.
Mr. Cleo, stop.
Yeah, thank you.
And
I'm not transgender.
Yeah, he's not binary neutral. Come on.
Hey, and I didn't come out of the woodwork, okay? I call very consistently.
That's true. Him and I call a lot together, correct? Actually, we're probably both more than that. But I'm just saying. That's Eagles aside, of course. Yeah,
that's great. All I'm saying, Derek, is it's over. You're not going to lie to me. You know it's over. And now I can, I don't know. I mean, like, okay, now what is one of my Sundays going to consist of? I don't know. Maybe,
hey, do you remember Jeff Hostetler?
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. See, everybody's stepping on my toes.
Yeah,
I got to get my thoughts in order.
Everyone's
stepping on my toes.
Everyone is saying something.
Oh,
see?
Hold on. You didn't bring up Jeff Hostetler yet though. Did you, Dustin?
I'm about to, when he came.
Was that like a wise ass comment?
All right, maybe I should just get off the phone then. I'm ruining the show.
Let's go have a ham sandwich.
Yeah. Look, I got it. Jeff, I got it. Why are we talking about that? Is that the only talk about? Like, this happened how long ago? Yeah, I got it. Brad Johnson. I know the narrative. I'm sorry.
Don't talk about Brad Johnson.
That's the thing. So you can try and talk me off the ledge all you want. You can try and say, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's over. And you know it. Give me a Redskins score. I don't even care who you guys are playing at this point.
Dude, I don't even care either. I'm not even going to lie. I don't know who we're playing. But I do know that the Eagles are playing the Giants, and I'll give you a score on that. 28-13 Giants.
Wow.
Have a great night.
Wow.
That was fun for me.
Yeah. All right, there he is, Derek from Ecology. We'll talk to him next week. What do I even – wow. He ended it. Like, that's the first time a caller's actually ended it. I don't know where to go. I really don't. Maybe this next guy – by the way, we're going to have from 97.5 the Fanatic Middays. We're going to have Jason Martinez coming on at 9:30.
Thanks for telling me that.
I forgot to tell you that, by the way. And then we also have Rob Guarino coming on momentarily. And I just got to say, for Rob Guarino, Rob Guarino's probably going to try and make me feel a little bit better, but I...
There he is, Robbie G!
I don't think it's going to happen. I'm pretty, like I said, I cried Sunday night, and I can't move on from here. I can't accept Nick Foles as my quarterback. It's like, tag not my quarterback for all those liberal whiners out there that were talking about Trump. Well, now I'm going to talk about Nick Foles. He's not – I don't want him as my I don't believe in him. I don't believe in him. This is – I'm not going to come on the show and say, oh, yeah, you know, we still have a shot. We have no shot. And I'm sure Martinez is going to tell me different anyway. Let's just go to Rob Guarino. What's going on?
I heard you there ranting. Well, you know, I was watching it. I was so excited. We were hanging with – them and then the injury and then I started drinking. But you know, it's tough. You have a very valid point. I think Nick Foles, there's a reason why he's not a starter. You know, he hasn't been able to prove that big moment. So what I think could happen is they could steal a game in the first round, but I don't know if they happen to get a bye and they go into that next round, you know, you're playing a different level of team. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough. So, you're right. He's not Carson Wentz. And I don't know. I mean, I haven't been down in Philly. What's the feel over there in Lehigh Valley? Are people just devastated? I would think.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would.
Yeah.
Listen, the people I talk to, they just give me the look. Like, they give me the look like they know it's over. And honestly, Rob, like, I don't – I'm right there with them. Like, I'm going to take you through my Sunday night. What happened was, I was watching that, and when I first saw it, I'm like, damn it, he got a concussion. He's probably going to be out for the rest of the game, maybe next week. But you know what? We're playing the Giants, so it's like, who cares? We'll win that anyway. At least we'll have him for the last couple games and then into the playoffs. And I saw it with his knee. But I saw him walking on it, so I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, he was walking pretty well on
it. Yeah. But here's the thing.
Yeah, he even threw a couple passes, I think.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And then,
which I don't think that's good.
After that, I'm like, whatever. And then I start to see something about a knee. And I'm like, eh, all right, a knee, whatever. But then at like 10:30 at night, or I want to say like 9 o'clock at night, it came down, the Eagles fear it's an ACL. And Rob, honestly, like, I just, like, I cried. Like, really?
Well, yeah, and everybody knows it's even not a doctor. When you hear ACL, it's like, that's not good. Yeah, you knew right away when you saw that.
And then I think it was the nail in the coffin when I heard Doug Peterson come to the podium Monday morning and say, you know, hey, Doug, do you have an update on Carson Wentz? And he's like, yeah. Morning, yeah. Yep. And I'm just like, all right, there it is. I give up. Like, I'm done.
The only slight shot as an optimistic, I gotta be optimistic. The only slight shot would be that we have so many weapons that Foles plays that season, he had Eagles lights out, and we have a shot. I mean, the D's been great. I think there's a little shot. I don't think it's zero chance. I think it's some percentage that's very low, but I don't think it's a zero chance.
You cannot eradicate Foles.
Well, because if you look at Minnesota, they have a young quarterback. He could get rattled in a tough game. Carolina is hot and cold, I think. The New Orleans hasn't been – they've been good, but they've kind of faltered. So, you know, you have to start looking at who you're going to play and who's there. You know, slight chance. Yeah. And you haven't even talked about the nice snowstorm you got. That's how bad this is. You know, you'd be like gleaning after getting your – you know, four, five, six inches
right.
You got up there. But you're like, I don't even want to talk about that.
What's so weird about it? The Eagles won the game. They won the NFC East, and we got a snowstorm. And I'm just – it doesn't feel like
– yeah, that's like trifecta.
Like,
you know?
Right. Like, I'm like, okay. Like, okay. By the way, let me just say this. Of all days, it had to come on a Saturday, of course. Screwed that up. But – when they say 1 to 2 inches, Rob, I'm thinking we'll get an inch, not 7 inches. What was that about?
Yeah, well, let me just fill you in because I gotta get rolling here in a minute. Let me just fill you in. The thing that's going on with the pattern is there's been this sort of a can of Red Bull being thrown in these storms for lack of it. Tonight's another one. This one kind of crept up as some snow showers, then it went up to coating. Now, you know, is a couple inches possibly up there. I'm showing like 2.5 maybe up in Lehigh Valley tonight. So it's a fluffy, you know, cold snow, but I'm trying to see if this is going to be a trend this winter where things go upward at the last minute. So far, if tonight does pan out to the 2.5, we've seen these models jump up and seen that the storms are coming across bigger and stronger. So this could be an interesting winter here because I think we do get a pattern that relaxes here a little bit, but then at the end of the month after Christmas around it, we're going to get another round of snow again around Christmas or after it.
I've been getting your texts, and I know you've been getting mine. It better not rain on Christmas Eve. That's all I'm telling you.
Well, I mean, I believe it was going to. Now it's starting to change, and it may better than that. So I got to work on it. But, you know,
good.
I'll work on it for you.
Better stay away. That's all I'm going to say. And no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Right,
I got to get back to work. I got to update people in Cleveland, and they're getting like 6-7 inches tonight. That's stuff coming.
Real quickly, give me a score for the Eagles Giants, as if it's anymore.
I think the Eagles win this one. I do. I think they win it in a 17-16 game. Low scoring, both teams have. The Eagles aren't going to put up the numbers they put up, but I also think the Giants will show up somewhat. There's some pride there, but I think it's a low scoring game this week. 17-16 Philadelphia.
Okay. All right. There he is, Rob. We'll talk to you next week, and maybe we'll
you got
a
it,
in a better spirit next week.
We'll get in the playoffs. We'll talk. We'll get excited again. We're in the playoffs. Yeah. Have a good one.
All right, there, Rob Guarino checking in. Busy. He got the all that weather stuff going on right now, and we're taking your calls 917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to us.
You know, I have my thoughts in order now.
Yeah, so why not?
Why not, right?
I gotta. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go get.
No. I want you to stay here for this. You're not going anywhere.
I gotta get a drink.
No, you don't. you're gonna stay right here. That's why we have that's why we pay the bills during that thing. That's what your drink is for. Yeah. Okay? Now try not to interrupt me too much here, okay? I know you're going. Like Mike, like when Derek said, you know, I'm gonna say this. Oh. All right. Do I think the Eagles are gonna get to the Super Bowl? No. Do I think if they do, they'd win it? No. I mean, but, and I've said this, I even texted this to you, if you remember. I said, on Wednesday, I'm going to explain why. So I have a list here, okay? Now, Foles can have success. History tends to repeat itself. Okay?
One and done in the playoffs?
No. I'm not talking about his history.
Oh.
I'm talking about NFL history.
Okay.
For example, when Staubach came in for the 71 Dolphins, Super Bowl wins. Okay, when Plunkett came in 80, Super Bowl winner for the Raiders, where they beat the Eagles. So that's Doug Williams, 1988, Super Bowl, after only starting two regular season games, won the Super Bowl. Warner for Trent Green.
Yeah, he was bagging groceries. Remember?
Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer for the Ravens, Super Bowl. And lest we forget, Tom Brady, 2001. So, there are instances, but now I'm not saying that Nick Foles is going to become the next great thing. Obviously not.
No.
But you don't have to give up hope.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. You don't.
I mean,
you don't. You had no hope. I'm going to come back to it because it was one of your, like, honestly, it should have been one of your most humiliating moments on this show where you had absolutely zero. You actually had negative dealers last year. And I predicted that they wouldn't only beat the Steelers, but destroy them. And they did.
It was one game last year.
I understand that. But cool. And it's been multiple games this year where you told me there was no chance. And it happened. Okay? But you have to look at Foles' background and say that he could do decently. Like they said, I forget if it was Mike or Derek, but one of them said that, I think it was Rob Guarino. If he has a season like he did when he was with the Eagles before, where he made the Pro Bowl. Okay. Well, where he I said don't interrupt me. Single game. Okay? 60.5% career passing. Okay? 88.2 career passer rating. All right?
Yeah.
56 and 27 TDs to interceptions. Now, in the game against the Raiders, he had a 158.3 passer rating. Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. He threw more TDs than he threw incompletions. Okay? He led them to beat Green Bay for the first time in four meetings, 4 years, basically. All right? He, player in the NFL, two consecutive weeks of passer over 149. Like, these, I mean, they're pretty decent stats. All right? First quarterback in history to make two consecutive weeks. He had over 100% passer rating 9 times that year. Okay? He has the team record for most passes without an interception at 230. All right? He gave them their first divisional title in 3 years then. Okay? He 27 TDs and 200 for a regular season, which Holder in that when he passed Tom Brady. I mean, the guy, you can't say the guy is absolutely terrible if he can have a record over Tom Brady. As weird of a record as it is, I'm not saying he's going to win you the Super Bowl. I'm not saying he's going to win you the NFC Championship. But you can't say that there's no hope. No, you can't.
Dude.
If you're
not selling me on Nick Foles.
You're not optimistic. That's all there is to it.
No, I'm realistic.
You're not realistic.
Yes,
no, you're not.
You sit here winding down stuff. Like, I'm supposed to be like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Nick Foles could take us there. He sucks. He looks like a weird giraffe out there running from the pocket.
I never said that. I said.
Terrible.
I said chance. I'm not telling you to Nick Foles. I'm telling you to believe in the fact that there's a chance that they can do well.
Look, I'm putting a call out there to anyone. Please call in. 917-889-8018.
He also has the franchise records for completion, by the way.
Even the closet listeners who listen but don't call in, just call in for once. Just call. Just to try and just convince me that Nick Foles, Dustin's tried and failed.
Mike has tried and failed.
I gave you every single.
Eric has called and failed.
I gave you every single. I gave stats on the guy that are above average. Yeah. Mind you, he only had one good season. Like, you know what I mean? Career stats.
Yeah, I know.
Average.
That's good. Yeah. And Rob,
holds,
by the way.
Holds records over Donovan McNabb.
All right.
Like,
we are
like
you.
Dude, you act like he's Ryan Leaf.
Dude, he's god awful.
From a guy, you know what? In fact, next week on this show, I'm gonna go back in our archive. I'm gonna get the recording. I'm gonna bring it on this show. When you were backing the guy and believed in him.
It's fine.
And now you're calling him god awful. If that ain't the pot calling kettle black, I don't know what is.
917-989-8018. Press 1 if you want to talk to us. Listen, I'm not
crime or river. Like,
you know what?
Jason Bilger gets the call.
I'm just not there. I don't know.
You're
listen,
never there.
But here's the thing. Why can't you accept the loss of Carson Wentz?
You don't got time, okay? You don't got time. All right? They have a game 4 days. You don't
against
got time.
A crappy
time.
Like,
you don't, and you don't need time. You're not on the team.
Let's go to line number 8. And where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Joe in Pittsburgh. I'm a Cowboys fan, and I want to give you my perspective on the Carson Wentz injury.
All right, go ahead, Joe.
Okay, let me first say this. Carson Wentz is a great young kid. He's a great future star in the NFL. Probably going to win a Super Bowl, multiple Pro Bowls. But as a Cowboys fan, if you remember back in 1997 when Michael Irving was laying on Veterans Stadium, some people thought paralyzed. I saw one of the most despicable acts of humanity in the Philadelphia Eagles fans cheering and celebrating this man, Michael Irvin, his last play in the NFL, possibly paralyzed. So moving forward to this Sunday or Monday when I found out Carson Wentz was out for the year, I had no sympathy. Not for Carson Wentz at all. He's a good kid. But I did have no sympathy towards the Philadelphia Eagles fans. And I took joy, sir, in realizing it would be another year the Philadelphia Eagles would not win a Super Bowl. They've never won it. And this year, of course, their fans, like their fan base usually does, they start beating their chest, telling everyone how great they are. They're going to finally win their first Super Bowl when the Cowboys have 5 already and been in 8. I took some joy in it. Again, not because of Carson Wentz injured, but towards the fans of Philadelphia. And what I want to see is I want to see Aaron Rodgers, well, eye for an eye, yeah, Aaron Rodgers run the table, win the first playoffs in the first round, and then as a 6th seed, go into Link Stadium in Philadelphia and beat the Eagles in the first round. Philly will be 1-done. That is my Christmas present. I realize it isn't going to be the Cowboys. I'm not delusional here, Cowboy fan. I'm a realist and realize they're not good this year. They got their problems too, starting with the owner and the coach. But I have no sympathy at all for the Eagles.
Of course you don't.
Listen, that's making a right there.
But here's what I want to say, Joe. All right, fans will say, oh, we were cheering Deion. Others will say, look, I believe you, all right? I believe they were cheering that injury. But I don't condone it. And I'm not making – and I'm not saying to – yeah, right, like Dustin said, two wrongs make a right. But I will honestly sit here and tell you, how do you feel with a woman – beating Ewok, because that's what he looks like, on Ezekiel Elliott. When I saw that suspension down after playing monkey see, monkey do for about 8, how do you feel having him on your team? Because that's not
I don't listen.
But come on.
Yeah. I don't respect any of these NFL players. You know, having 9
okay.
kids. I have a hard work week. And I root for the NFL. Believe me, sir. I don't look up to any of these players as role models or human beings, strictly for entertainment on Sunday. I think personally that day,
comment?
You want to go back, you go back to Philadelphia at the Vet when they were cheering. It's all the frustration of the Cowboys beating their ass and winning 3 Super Bowls in 4 years, and the Eagles fans winning 0, and that was their way of lashing out and expressing themselves.
That's very Cowboys of you to always go back to your 5 Super Bowls.
I know, and that's what killed me,
Every
Joe.
Every team has their vices.
Believe me, I think you're a good guy, and the fact that you are talking about the Irving thing, look, you're frustrated too because your team hasn't done shit in the last, 20 years, and I get that. But when you start talking about rings and stuff like that, I mean, I don't know. Like, it kind of goes all out the window because when is that – are the rings that you have – winning new games this year? Like, let's focus on this.
Well,
year.
Isn't that what about watching football and being a fan for, you know, myself probably about 30 years? Is the history of the game, what your team's done, the big wins they've had? The Eagles got no championships since 1960. And it's not like they're a small market team like the Browns. They've had the resources, the free agents. They've been in how many NFC championships with Donovan McNabb? And it always comes out the same way. They never come through. Never.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Like,
I mean, he has a point. When he's talking about the history there, for me, that was kind of like, it's kind of like a Donald Trump statement to me. Like, Donald Trump makes a good point, but instead putting that period there, he puts a semicolon, and then that just makes everything dumb. Like, that was a good point. The history, they don't have, I was like, okay, yeah, Joe, you're making a good point. And then he said they're like the Browns, and then it's like, now he ruined it.
Yeah, we're not like the Browns.
Like that, yeah, that's a little, nobody's like the Browns. But the Browns are
they've had competent GMs, competent coaches, players, and the point I guess I was making is the Browns have 0 Super Bowls, the Eagles have 0 Super Bowls. You can go to Vault. Well, I mean, that's a pretty big one. If it isn't about winning the championship ultimately, and, the Philadelphia Eagles have been in the league, for all the Super Bowls that have ever been played, lost 2 of them, I guess. I don't know how many NFC championship games they lost. A lot with McNabb and Andy Reid, I can tell you that.
I get what you're saying. I think what Yelich is trying to say is, you're right. What else is there in the NFL other than to win the Super Bowl? And, as much as it's a gift and a curse for him, Mike is very good at living in the right now, and I think that's the point he's trying to make. You're right. It is about winning championships. It is about winning the Super Bowl, and right, no matter how many you won in the past, that doesn't help you to win now. That doesn't get you better odds in it when it comes to this season. Your performance in the regular season will give you better odds, but your history, you can have 10 Super Bowl rings. That's not going to make, booking agents and people who, really put money on stuff like this give you the benefit of the doubt over another team, especially when a Super Bowl win was where every single member of your team was a different person. It's a completely different team, literally. So,
Well, I would dispute that. If you – there is added pressure on you from the city, from yourself.
Joe, hold up. Could you start over? Blog Talk has given us like this weird feedback. I didn't hear the beginning of the because I'm truly interested in what you have to say.
Yeah, I do feel that history, other seasons do have an impact on the current season as far as, if you've won in the past, like look at Tom Brady last year, you know, they're in the Super Bowl, they're down 28-3. They have the experience, Brady, not panicking, coming back. You know, I also feel with the Eagles, you know, a team that's never won the Super Bowl is feeling added pressure from the fan base, the city, whoever, to finally get a Super Bowl. I think that's one of the reasons it took the Cubs so long, is because they had all this pressure on to finally win one, and that's why they would fail in some of the big instances that they had and couldn't get it until, you know, last year.
All right. Listen, Joe, I get what you're saying. And you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You saved yourself with that point because you're right. But I will say what?
Hold on. I just want to say you do have a point, and I will agree with you. You're right. To a certain extent, history does have a weighted factor on performance. But the example you used was probably a bad example because you used last year's Super Bowl with a player that is currently still in the league and that has most of those players back again this year. Let's go to your team, who has nobody from the last time they won a Super Bowl. So their 5 Super Bowl wins that they have in their history have no effect on how they would do if they got to the Super Bowl this year. A completely different team. That's what I'm trying to say. Just like if the
Well, let my final point. One quick final point, and then I'll go. I think I want to really move on from myself. I find it entertaining that the Philadelphia Eagles fans and the team are putting their hope or coming up with all these scenarios how Nick Foles can still lead this team to win a Super Bowl. I think it's a complete joke.
If you're going by off of what I said, I was just giving reasons for hope.
Hold
not
on.
That they're going to win the Bowl. Also, I do want to throw in there that I'm a Titans fan. So
hold on. I'm an Eagles fan, and I'm proud of it. But listen, Joe.
We know.
I know you weren't listening from the beginning, because if you were, I played the funeral march, and I also said season's over. I, unlike some Eagles fans, the season's over. I'm not. I'm realistic. You know, Dustin and other callers tonight have said, "Oh, well, you're too pessimistic, and you know you're a downer." No, I'm a realistic. That's why, you know, certainly not me who's saying that Nick Foles is taking us anywhere. The giraffe is not taking us anywhere. All right, you didn't hear me say that.
So, you're realistic, and you can see the scenario where Aaron Rodgers.
I got it. Aaron Rodgers is going to come in here and whoop our butt. All right, look, if that happens, then proper to you.
Or
Drew Brees is not coming in here. Drew Brees is not going to come in here and do anything. Now,
get out! Get out!
All right. Possible, but hey, Joe, give me a prediction on your boys against the Raiders here for me, okay?
I think they're gonna lose because they beat the Redskins and they beat the Giants the last couple of weeks. Everyone thinks they're back. Prescott's playing better, but they beat 2 terrible teams and they're going on Sunday night. I think they get shredded on defense. And I think they lose 31-20, and that effectively ends the Cowboys' year.
Okay. Well, there he is. Okay. Joe from Pittsburgh. We'll talk to you next week. All right, man.
Thank you, sir.
Did he call? Has he called before?
Yeah, remember his call.
Okay.
By the way,
I like talking to him.
We have from 97.5 The Fanatic coming on momentarily at 9:30. We have Jason Merchitas of the Midday Show from 10 to 2 on 97.5 The Fanatic FM.
Hopefully he comes through better. This log.
Yeah. What is going on?
I don't know. I feel like I'm talking to Optimus Prime for crying out loud. I can't hear anybody.
Jesus.
Jeez.
Oh,
I am pissed off.
I am too. All I want to say, and I'm not saying Joe's a crumb Cowboys fan, although he is. But bringing up rings,
he's not though.
No, but bringing up rings,
Look,
come on,
any,
man.
Any team that's won a Super Bowl is going to bring up rings, especially against the Eagles. Let's be real about it, okay? It doesn't matter if you won one, two, three, four. Like, any team that has a Super Ring has that to hold over the Eagles' head until the Eagles win a Super Bowl. And only teams with two rings is, regardless of the team that you're on.
You know what we
got to
do right now, though? We got to take a quick time out and pay some bills.
Okay.
We will be right back.
Time.
Right after this. Pittsburgh is the hunger,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg East and Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CR-V, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg East and Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg East and Honda,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
All right, we're Kaiser Electric. I'm going to be calling them. My lamppost doesn't work. So they're always giving free estimates. Guys, they're powered by integrity. They got revolving coupons on the website at WerkheiserElectric.com. Speaking of coupons, you mentioned the code 1SPORTSTALK to Werkheiser Electric. Guys, you're getting $50 off your first service call. They are sitting in the Lehigh Valley, licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. You can get your weekends back. So you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser. All right, they did it for my Christmas lights. They could do it for you. And by the way, you can check out Lights in Greenwald. Call Werkheiser today at 610-866-1076 and go to WerkheiserElectric.com. We already spoke about how good Phillipsburg East and Honda is, but when you get your car repaired, take it to Auto Body right there in Catasauqua, baby. They got family owned and operated since 1948. Come on, man. I'm trying to do a commercial here. State-of-the-art facility and equipment. You can finance your deductible. You're getting 90 days free. It only takes 45 seconds to approve. Get updated repair status online, and you can actually watch your car as it's getting repaired. Deku's Car Rental Service, they're accepting all insurance appraisals and giving free estimates. Deku is your auto body specialist. DekuAutoBody.com, located at 1135 Howertown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-55. 07. I'm getting drunk on life, or hot life, I'm sorry. I don't know what that is. Miller Lite, by the way. That's the greatest light beer. And it's the original light beer, all right? You want the original, you're getting Miller Lite, all right? When I go to Ocean City, Maryland, I say to myself, you know what I want to do? I want to drink. Right, exactly. I want to go to every bar and get every Miller Lite at every single bar. Like MR Ducks. Like the Purple Moose, like all that stuff. You know why? Because beer, 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 beer. Hashtag six pack. Check out Miller Lite and go to MillerLite.com. All my friends are here to take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. All right, we're back on Sports Talk. And, I'm just being realistic. I don't know. I played the eulogy, and that's just where I'm at. I'm just there. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Please, don't. I can't. I really can't. I can't do it. I woke up Monday morning, and I feel like just depressed. I felt depressed. I mean, I looked at it and I said, all right, maybe there's a shot. He gets the MRI and maybe, just maybe, somehow, some way, he's gonna be fine. It's just a sprain. And then you hear the news, and I'm just like, all right, well, that's it. Like I'm done. Like I'm done. And stop giving me Nick Foles, because it's not going to work. And again, We heard from Joe from Pittsburgh. We heard Mike from Tatami. We heard Derek from McCungie. We heard Rob Garino. We're going to hear coming up at in 9:30, Jason Martinez of 97.5, the Fanatic. We heard you. And
Martinez.
Listen. No, it's Martinez. All I want to say is, guess what? None of you have convinced me that Nick Foles is going to take this team anywhere.
Mike, you are one of the most headed people I've ever met in my life.
I'm realistic.
No. Here's what I'm saying. Not because of the situation. What I'm trying to say is, nobody, when you have your opinion, nobody convinces you of anything. That's, you're too hard-headed.
Let's go to the phone. Yeah. All right. Let's go to line number
37.
Oh. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey there. It's Kelly, and I'm calling from Easton.
Kelly from Easton. All right.
Kelly. Yeah.
Okay.
You seem pretty fired up. Not like not like me right
now. I have so much to say. I wasn't this fired up until I heard that ignorant Cowboy fan from Pittsburgh, which the only thing worse than a Cowboy fan is a Steelers fan. Like, that's it.
Wow. All right. Shots fired. I like it.
Not a Cowboys fan.
Wow.
It's like combining two evils.
Right. Exactly.
Literally, it's pure evil. And let me remind you guys, I'm not here to talk stats, okay? That's not really my thing. But Carson Wentz is not only the next Tom Brady, but he's an ambassador of Jesus Christ. I mean, that guy's going to be unstoppable.
Thank you. Like, this...
And, God is using this to show people what he can do.
Hey, Carson Wentz, things he does.
Yep.
Hey. I'll take it.
He's the man. Right? He's the man. I mean,
he's the man, and he's already going to be healing faster in time for camp in April.
Yeah.
Kelly, I don't want to hear about April, though.
Kelly, you know what? You stay positive. Don't worry about Mike, okay? He's a Debbie Downer.
Guess what? They're going to win it. The Eagles got this next year and the year after, so relax.
I don't want to hear next year.
All right, well, the Patriots and the Vikings are going to be in the Super Bowl.
Wait, what? What did you just say?
Yeah, the Patriots and the Vikings are going to be in the Super Bowl. I mean, Nick Foles is not going to carry the team. As much as I want to believe it, too, I'm not here to convince you of, you know, lies.
I never once said he would take them to the Super Bowl. Never once.
Vikings. Case Keenum, who I've been saying all year is not the quarterback. That's going to be the guy in the Super Bowl?
No.
Oh, my God.
Say that. You can make that prediction.
The Cowboys, though, are like, they don't stand a chance. Like, get the hell out of here.
You know, right. And I disagree with Joe when he said that none of the NFL players are role models. I think Carson Wentz is a fantastic
player. Yeah. Carson Wentz is a role model, and he's a stand-up human being.
I'd blow up posters and put it in my kids' room. That's what I would do.
The bobble. They're not bobble.
Fatheads.
Fatheads.
Yeah, there you go.
See? That's what I meant.
Who do you guys think is going to the Super Bowl?
Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even care anymore, because this whole year I've been saying Eagles and Steelers, and I was like, oh, an all PA Super Bowl. Finally, we're finally going to see it.
Honestly, with Aaron Rodgers back, I can see Green Bay.
Aaron Rodgers is irrelevant.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Again? Aaron Rodgers again? I got to watch him again with his boring...
No, you don't have to watch him anymore. I hope he's on real quick.
I hope you're right, Kelly.
I can see it.
I don't know. Yeah, I hope...
I can see it.
I can't. And I really don't want to. Really. Kelly, I don't know what it is, but when I watch Aaron Rodgers... I just get bored. Like, it's the same thing that I've been watching for 10 years. It's like, you already know what's going to happen. We got it. You're good. But, all right, give the ball. Like, I don't know. It's just not an explosive offense. It's the same damn thing. Do you hear me?
He's very boring to watch. Very boring to watch.
Absolutely.
It's like watching one out of my faucet.
Yeah, I mean.
It only works for so long.
Yeah, I don't know. So do you think Nick Foles can win a playoff game? Just a playoff game?
I do, but he really hasn't had the opportunity to build that chemistry with the rest of the team. You know, like, once he's got it down.
Yeah. I mean, I think he I agree with that.
I think Carson Wentz said a lot of really positive things about Nick, and Nick was all, like, cocky, so I wasn't really feeling that. I think he's going to get humbled real quick.
I think, especially if they get first-round home field advantage and the bye, I think he can get you to the NFC Championship game, but you ain't going to win it.
No. You know what he reminds me
of? I know, it hurts me. It pains me. It pains me.
I hope he does just so you get upset, Mike. I hope he takes you to the NFC Championship game, excited, and you're like, oh, my gosh, maybe he's wrong, and then they lose really big.
How can somebody call in and say, I have no sympathy for the Philadelphia Eagles? Like, you know you're going to get struck by the wrath of God, period.
That was just, honestly, that was I like Joe, and I like talking to him because he knows his stuff with football, but that was just rude and inconsiderate.
An eye for an eye is in the Old Testament. The New Testament says turn the other cheek.
Not to mention, an eye for an eye leaves a whole line, except for one guy, because there'll be one for one eye.
Right, enough with that.
They'll all be playing like the New York Giants. Yeah.
All right. But listen, Kelly, hear me out here. Here's what I think Nick Foles reminds me of. He reminds me
don't
of
say a giraffe.
No,
don't
because
say
it's
a giraffe.
True.
Don't say a giraffe.
Listen,
just don't.
He reminds me of an awkward giraffe.
I asked you one thing.
No. Doesn't he remind you of that back there in the pocket running around?
You know what? I just looked up a picture of him, and yeah, giraffe would have been my first word.
Giraffe mixed with Napoleon Dynamite.
Kelly, oh.
I had no idea what that guy even looked like because he's so irrelevant.
Now it's funny again.
Yeah.
Once you put that Napoleon in it.
Right.
But that's fine, but you just keep saying giraffe, and it's kind of like last week when you kept – you just repeat stuff. You're very redundant.
I'm a repeater. That's why.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly. Here's what I want.
Super Bowl is going to be the Saints and the Jaguars.
No, stop it with the Saints and the Jaguars. Stop. He's not serious.
I'm not. But that would be fun.
It would. No.
That would be fun. I'd enjoy it.
Kelly, here's what I want. I want you to give me a prediction, not only for this Eagles-Giants game, which is, I think they're going to win that. But I want you to give
me
a prediction.
Oh, my God. They're going to win that. Absolutely.
All right. Just in case we don't talk to you the next couple of weeks, I want to hear if you think they're gonna win out, go 2-1, go 1-2, or lose out. What do you think for the next three games?
Ooh, all the options.
They're gonna go 2-1. Unfortunately.
All right. No. I could see that.
Hey, but they're making strides. They're making strides.
What's your score for the Giants game?
31-16.
What's your score for the Giants? 31-16.
She was thinking.
I do tarot reading. We'll see. I didn't even use my cards.
Really?
Breaking news. Kelly
yeah, intensified.
So, all right.
Yeah,
so
but we'll never see the Giants or the Cowboys make any strides for a couple of years now. So, thank God. I'm so over both of those teams, all of their fans. No loyalty.
Eli ain't nothing anymore. So.
All right, Kelly. Do you do this in by the way, the tarot reading?
Do I do it in what?
Easton.
Oh yeah. I mean, you gotta hit me up on Facebook, Kelly Tersigny, and oh yeah, you said Phillipsburg Easton Honda.
Yeah.
Just giving him a shout out.
Oh, nice.
I didn't hear
people
what she said.
There.
She turned into Optimus Prime.
I know.
The other caller.
Thank you, Blog Talk.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I was wondering why I was in a queue so long.
Well, we can't, we got to get to everyone. We got to, pay the bills, too, around here.
We have a lot of callers. We're very popular.
Right.
All right. If anybody doesn't have the Sunday ticket on DirecTV, hit me up. You can get a free this year till the end of the Super Bowl. And, whatever you're paying in cable, I got you on that. I got to promote myself, you know what I mean?
Look at the plug. I love the plug. She's like me, trying to plug everything. Hey, Lights and Greenwalds, and by the way, One Sports Talk, and then Stratic Systems, and then
you know, she probably saw this.
Yeah. Oh, and everybody check out Mike's House at Christmas, Avi.
Avi, I like that. Since she's
you like Trump? You like the Eagles?
Are you saying carrot?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Who wins the Super Bowl this year, Kelly?
It's not going to be the Patriots, so that's all I know, but they're going to play in it.
Oh my God, you're saying the Vikings. Jesus, she says the Vikings are going to win.
That, don't, you can't use
that.
Oh, my God. You can't use that in vain,
God,
bro. You can't,
no.
Use that. You can't use that in vain, bro. Got you.
No, I, Kelly, are you, is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Honestly, it's the Vikings or the Falcons. I don't want to say that, but yeah.
Case Keenum does not have the maturity or the experience to win a Super Bowl. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, look at these idiots running around. None of them know what they're doing, except the Eagles, and they just lost their best player. So, I mean, take Tom Brady out of the Patriots. Like, they don't stand a chance either. You know what I mean?
I would love to hear an ACL.
No, what? Stop
I'm
it.
Just kidding.
You're going to get bad juju.
I was trying to make a joke on Joe. Hey, jeez. Ow.
I can't. Oh, Kelly, were you depressed, though?
But God,
were you depressed when Carson
what?
Went down?
Was I was already thinking of hanging myself that day, and then that happened, and I'm just like, wow, it's all over. You know what I mean? But then I remembered.
Too quickly.
I'm kidding. But then I remembered that God is using. Okay, so Tom Brady never had a serious injury, right? Carson Wentz tore his ACL. That's like a horrible injury. I'm a nurse. That's a shitty injury, and. God's using that to impact people. He's because everybody's like, oh, they're done. He's going to be super cautious. He's not going to take risks anymore. He's going to come back stronger than ever, as he said. Now watch. Right. Next year, it's all over. Because people couldn't handle the Eagles winning the Super Bowl this year. It would just be too much. The chaos.
Yeah.
It'd be haters. Too many haters.
I don't want to hear next year. I want to hear this year. Oh, Kelly.
It's not going to happen this year.
I know. Kelly from Easton. Kelly,
get over.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
All right. Alrighty. Bye, guys.
Again, though, here we go. Realistic and says that Nick Foles is not going to take this team to the Super Bowl. And I think she's right because nobody so far, and we've had a lot of callers so far at the show, and not one single one of them has talked me off the ledge and convinced me. You can throw as many stats as you want out there, but maybe this next guest will talk me off the ledge a little bit. I've been listening throughout the week.
What is wrong?
I'm just choked up. Like I can't.
Oh, let it go.
No, I can't let it go. I want a good guest who I listen to.
How do you people twice on Ridgefield?
97.5 The Fanatic middays from 10 to 2. You can check them out. It is the best show, the morning show. It sometimes gives you a headache. Mike Mizzanelli, you never know which Mike Mizzanelli you're going to get. But this show is constantly the best show going. It's sports all the time. They have the Nooner. They have Riled Up. They have What's Your Beat.
Well,
no, I'm pumping them up here.
Yeah, I think he's going to do that himself.
All right.
He's smarter than you.
Okay. We'll see this. Jason, what's going on tonight?
Boy, that was quite the sell job, man. I'll send you a check. I mean, are we related?
No, but do you hear what I'm saying? I'm just depressed.
I get it. I just wish you didn't sound like the lead singer of an emo band when you're talking about it.
You guys still there?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Okay, I got you now. It's kind of cutting in and out on me a little bit.
Oh, boy. Well, I just called Mike Yellick the lead singer of an emo band. For the way he sounds, and then if you feel depressed.
Well, he needs to toughen up a little bit.
There we go.
How can I toughen up?
By going to the gym.
Well, dude, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to sit around and sulk in your Cheerios all day? Come on, what are you worried about?
What are you kidding me? What am I worried about? I'm worried about this team. I want to go to the Super Bowl, and I know Mr. Giraffe Napoleon Dynamite is not going to do anything to win any games for this team because the success this team has been having has been Carson Wentz, and Carson Wentz 90% of the time has been getting it done for this team. And when he's not, it's the defense. Convince me otherwise.
Well, first of all, Nick Foles has an over 500 record as a starter in the NFL. Number one, 20-14. And he played on some pretty bad teams too. So that's number one. Number two, we all said when Carson Wentz was here, this was one of the most complete football teams we've seen in this town in a long time, more complete than the 04 team. So why can't this defense, they ride this defense and have Foles? Foles is not going to give you what Wentz gave you. We all know that. That's not breaking news. But the deal is if he can just manage the games, play decent, not turn the ball over, with their running game and the coach's scheme using that running game and that attack, they can still win football games. And the fact of the matter is, they might be home. Absolutely. Does Case Keenum scare you? Because if you say yes, I'm hanging up on you.
No. No, Case Keenum's a joke.
He's too immature to...
Okay. That's the team with the best odds in the NFC to win right now.
Well, that's a joke.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going into a season, would you rather have Nick Foles or Case Keenum?
I would rather have neither, but if I had to choose, I'd like Foles.
Yeah, of course you would. So, I mean, Keenum was a third-string quarterback, but he's caught lightning in a bottle. He's playing well. Nick Foles has caught lightning in a bottle and played. He's had the third best in the history of the game season in 2013, a 119 quarterback rating for a season. It's the third best in the history of the game. So this isn't like – this isn't Chase Daniel that you're sticking back there. Now, I'm not saying Nick Foles is great, but he's not, you know, Chase Daniel.
Mike, this is a guy that you very well, I might add, talks about sports all the time, knows it through and through. Exactly what I said about 40 minutes ago, okay? This is why I tried to tell you, all right, don't lose hope yet.
Yeah, you should definitely not be losing hope. That's almost silly. When the injury happened right away, I get it. It's shock, and you're like, oh, my God, it's happening to us again. We don't get nice things in Philadelphia. But the fact of the matter is this. They're 11-2. There's still hope. Is it as easy? Hell no. But in Philadelphia, would it be easy? Hell no.
Yeah, I think he cut out again. Optimus Prime with the Blog Talk Radio here. Jason, look, I'm not saying that this team's going to be for sure one and done. I just don't see in a scenario here, okay? And Joe from Pittsburgh said it because this would scare me. If Aaron Rodgers and the Packers got hot and they came in here with the first game in Lincoln Financial Field, I'm sorry. I don't think we're winning that game.
I have belief in the Eagles' defense against Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I do too. Well, look, it's not strength against strength there when you're playing against Aaron Rodgers, because the Eagles want to – the matchup the Eagles want is a team that runs the ball well, because that's what they do well on defense, is stop the run and then force you into a one-dimensional offense. Aaron Rodgers is a guy that can carve you up and certainly carve up any secondary. But here's the problem. Are you really – that's a one-man team. The Packers blow. They suck. But they have one really good player. And if he comes back, yeah, they'll be dangerous, but the Eagles will be favored in the game by 3 points.
I'm Packered out, man, as Tony Bruno would say.
I mean, what he's saying is true, and the whole season has been proven. They're a one-man team. That man went down, and what happened to them? They fell off the map.
Yeah, they stunk. Here's the other thing. If that Packer team comes in here, or say it's the Seahawks who come in here, or say it's Carolina who comes in here, they're all going to have played the week before. While the Eagles are sitting here twiddling their thumbs and knitting a sweater, they had played the week before, got beat up in a wild card weekend game, and they're coming here to Philadelphia where we're sitting around waiting for them with bated breath, with 62,000 insane fans there, and a team that knows they have to rise to the occasion even more because their star quarterback is out. That heightens everything.
Jason, they have
that can make the team play better.
Carolina has revenge on
yep.
the mind.
Stick your revenge in your keister. Screw the revenge. It doesn't matter in the playoffs. Not when they play the week before. Look, the 1-2 seed teams, he's a good quarterback, I agree. But the 1-2 seed teams get a bye, and they have a huge advantage because they have a bye. They also have a huge advantage because they're just better. They earned it. You know what I'm saying?
Jason, this team was better because of Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz got them to the position they're in. Now, here's what I'm saying. If it was
they're a complete team.
Hold on. If it was Nick Foles from the start of the season, this team would be 7-9.
You're wrong about that. No, that's not a fact.
Wrong about?
Absolutely not.
Mike, they have so much more talent all around the field. Wentz is a big part of it, of course. A massive part. He's the MVP. With 33 touchdowns. But look at the receivers they have. Alshon Jeffrey, Aguilar's a good player. They have three good running backs. The line needs to be better. I get that. The defense has been off the charts.
Stephen Wisniewski has to show up this week and play, because if he's injured,
you got the Giants this week. And yeah, I know. Look, they have the Giants this week. They'll get those guys healthy for the playoffs. So I wouldn't worry about that. You're looking for things to worry about, man. What's the matter with you? Just Christmas lights at your house going to your head?
2014. Because they're a complete team. Look, they would not go 7-9 with Foles. No way.
Yeah, no, not even close. They'd be at 10-16.
I agree with that. 10-6.
Great. Just like in 2013, yep. And then in the playoffs. See what I mean? Like, and that's how what Nick Foles is. That's exactly what he is.
Well, look. I mean, I'm saying at least 10-6 because I'm not gonna slight Carson Wentz that way. Look, I'm not saying they're gonna go plowing through everybody to Minneapolis. It's gonna be tough, and it's obviously 100 times harder now without Wentz. But to lose hope is stupid. It's silly. What's the matter with you?
Thank you.
Why would you lose hope?
The matter with me, Jason, is that on Sunday night, when I heard the news, I teared up. Like, gotta be kidding me. I think half of Philly did. I listened to your station too, and I listened to your show, and the people were just like, it was just a depression Monday. Like, everyone was depressed.
Yeah. I think people felt bad for a couple of reasons. I mean, you feel bad because of the loss to the team, and you love watching this guy play, and you love the guy that he is on and off the field. You also feel, I feel terrible for the older generation of Eagle fans, the guys who are, you know, in their late 60s, 70s, and 80s that have been waiting forever to see this damn Super Bowl freaking parade that we haven't had. And they're going, this was our year. We got this gift from God and Carson Wentz because the Browns are freaking idiots and traded the pick. And all of a sudden, he's taken away from us after we've seen how great he is. I get it. I do. And look, it hit me like a ton of bricks, too. But at some point, you got to say, okay, I can mourn for one day. Then I got to move forward. There's still a job to be done. Put your freaking boots on and let's go.
There we go. Thank you. My goodness.
I don't just want to lay around under a blanket all day and eat chicken noodle soup.
Honestly, Jason, you would think that Mike was about to become the Punisher because his entire family just got killed. Like, that's how he's doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, you're acting like, you know, somebody from your family got clipped.
That's why I haven't called in your show, but I want to hear it over the airways, too. You're going to just tell me, come on, you need to toughen up, man. And I know what Harry's going to say. Like, I got it. I know what you guys are going to say already. So that's why I didn't even – I'm like, you know what, I'll just give it a week. Really.
Well, I mean, look, dude, you've lost hope right now. You better go to bed tonight, wake up a man tomorrow, or go to Kmart. They're having a sale on ball, blue light special. Pick some up, all right? Let's go.
Wow. That's going to be a drop.
Nice. I love it.
Wow. All right.
Thank you, Jason.
Wow.
Finally, someone with sense coming on this show tonight.
Jeez, I'm going to get you a nice Massengill for Christmas or something. What is going on with you? Is this part of the show brought to you by Tampax?
You know what? I think someone replaced his multivitamin with estrogen.
All right, that's enough. That's what Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus.
He's growing boobs.
Can we, like, growing boobs?
All right. Jesus. I see them now. They look like elf shoes. Oh.
I want me some glory hole.
Get a nice exactly B cup going there, Mike.
Did you just play the I Want Me Some Glory Hole?
Yeah.
Okay, well, which side are you on? Because I can't tell right now.
Wow!
Wow, now we're getting into some creepy territory.
In front of the hole.
Jason, I don't even know where this is going off the rails. All right, this is where that's headed.
I tend to have that effect on a few radio programs from time to time.
Now, am I going to get injured? Jason, what's with this, too? Every co-host that you're with gets injured somehow. Just because you're kind of in here right now, am I going to get injured tomorrow? Am I going to, like, break my ankle something like Harry Mays has?
No, I mean, I think the black cloud left me. I think it's gone. I've been running from it, man, but I can't run like I used to, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. He's one of my favorite guys, though. Like, I love having him because – you know what? Maybe I needed that Jason, to tell me that I need to, like...
Maybe you needed somebody to tell you exactly what I did, but just in a different way.
Jason really, you know, he just laid it out there. Like, maybe you need to go get some ball.
Yeah, I mean, look, Kmart's having the blue light special tomorrow. Not on blue balls, but on balls.
Hey, look, if I would have said something like that...
Buy one, get one free, dude.
There you go. Buy one, get one
it's
free.
It's called the John Kruk special.
Oh, wow. Jeez,
Mike, think about it. You can get four so that in situations like this, when your two go down, you have two more.
Oh, my God. I got it.
How many?
I got it. I'm just depressed. Come on. Give me time.
I think that's just that.
Dude, you've had enough time.
No. Yeah, what? That's what I said to him, Jason. I literally said that to him before you came on the show. I said there's a bit. You know,
I am pissed off.
Get over it. Like, yeah. I tell you what, man. This guy, hey. I don't even know what to say. I'm at a loss.
Are you still brokenhearted from your high school sweetheart at this point, too?
All right. You know what?
Oh, man.
Get out!
Come on, man.
Get out!
Jason, give me a score for this Eagles-Giants game coming up. Because, and look, I get it. They're going to beat the Giants. Big deal. All right? I want to see what Nick Foles can do against a good team. And we don't play a good team, so I'm not going to know what he can do until the playoffs, which that'll be too late. But give me a score to this Eagles-Giants game.
They win the game 31-17.
Yeah, that's not even close.
Kelly picked 31-16. Maybe she's got a thing with these cards here.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Jason. Listen, maybe I'll call you like Friday or something. I don't have any more. Like, my heart's gone.
I know. Do I need to send somebody up there on a welfare check tomorrow to check you out to make sure you're all right?
Jason, you need to come check out Lights in Greenwald, by the way.
I got to get up there. You're right. I'll get there probably the next year or two. But, yeah, I can send somebody up for a welfare check on you, bring you a nice blanket, and maybe a container of chicken noodle soup. If that'll help.
Maybe in a year or two when you come up for Lights in Greenwald, he'll actually have a pair of balls.
All right. That's enough. That's good. All right. There he is. Jason.
Got a way to put a bow on it, boys.
Yeah. There he is, Jason Mertita, 97.5, the Fanatic Middays from 10 to 2. Jason, appreciate you coming.
Have a good night, fellas.
All right, there he is. Jason Mertita from 97.5, the Fanatic. Yeah, maybe, you know what, I needed that.
I love that guy.
You know what, maybe I needed that.
You did need that. I was doing it. I didn't insult you enough. Maybe I needed to insult you more. Maybe that's the problem.
Well, that's certainly what he did. We're going to take a quick timeout, and then when we come back, we're going to have Week 15 predictions. We will be right back. Right.
Newsburg, Eastern Hunger, satisfaction's guaranteed.
Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg Easton Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CRV, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg Easton Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best.
Phillipsburg Easton Honda, satisfaction's guaranteed.
Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
All right, then we got Werkheiser Electric. They're giving free estimates. They're powered by integrity. They got revolving coupons on the website at WerkheiserElectric.com. Speaking of coupons, you mentioned the code 1SportsTalk to Werkheiser Electric. You're getting $50 off your first service call. They're servicing the Lehigh Valley. They're licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. You can get your weekends back so you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser. They did it for me. They can do it for you if you go to WerkheiserElectric.com. And call them at 610-866-1076. Also, get your car repaired at Phillipsburg Easton Honda. hopefully you're getting it repaired the right way at Deku Auto Body. They are family-owned and operated since 1948. State-of-the-art facility and equipment. Finance your deductible today. You're getting 90 days free. Guys, it's only 45 seconds approval, all right? You can get updated repair status online on their website. It's DekuAutoBody.com, and you can watch your car as it gets repaired. They are accepting all insurance appraisals, giving free estimates. They are your auto body specialists. Go to DekuAutoBody.com. They are located at 1135 Howardtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. Also, I'm drinking it. I'm drinking it now, and that's Miller Lite, all right? It's the greatest light beer, and it's, guys, it's the original light beer, all right? When I go down to Ocean City, Maryland, when I go to Philadelphia, I act like Philadelphia is like this big tourist spot now. When I go anywhere, I have a Miller Lite in my hand, and that's because it's the original, and I'm the original. I'm the original shit talker. Beer, 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 beer. Hashtag six pack.
I think Jason's older than you, so probably not.
Check out and make sure you go to MillerLite.com. Back here on One Sports Talk, Mike Yelich calls 917-889-8018. Actually, we're not going to be able to take any more calls anymore.
I was just going to say,
calls all night. We are going to go to – we're not even going to go through the power rankings, actually. All right? Let's just
why?
Put it this way.
Because the Eagles are fourth?
No. That's not why. Although, no, I mean, what I understand is they actually won the game, but yet they went down in all the ratings. Could that have to do with Carson Wentz?
They're called power. Yes, it does, because they're called power rankings, and they lost a lot of their power. So, yeah.
Let's go to week number. This is I'm excited for this. All right.
This week, honestly, I've been looking at a lot of
crap.
No, I can't.
You can say crap for the tomorrow night.
Look, if you can say that there's no hope for the Eagles, I can say no.
We have the Denver Broncos right now who are coming in here. Yeah, they got to win. Look, their defense is first. First in the league. All right? Yeah. And they're going
to have the best defense in the league at 4-9. I don't understand.
They're in Indianapolis. They're going against the Colts. I think the Colts have a zero chance of winning this game. I love the Broncos in this game to win their second straight game. And this is going to be a big game for. Oh, God, I can't even believe I just said that. I can't even believe I just said that. I really feel like the Broncos are winning this game. I'm winning this game.
It's epic.
Your thoughts.
26-17 Broncos.
Then we grab Saturday football, though.
Grab.
The Bears are going into Detroit. Grab. Detroit still in the wild card hunt at 7-6. I think the Bears go into Detroit and pull the upset. Bears win this game, 17-14. Your thoughts?
Are you trying to next week when I bring back talk about the football stuff?
Yeah.
Are you trying to fall further behind?
Maybe.
The Lions win. Totally. I love how we went 15 weeks and never mentioned it once. It's the first time we're beating.
This is a huge game. I actually love this game. Chargers, how is this crap? The Chargers are at the Chiefs. Both teams, right? Both teams 7-6. I really, really like the Chargers. Philip Rivers, can you believe they started the season 0-4? And now look at them. They're going to be 8-6 after this week.
Can you believe we have 8 games left in 4 minutes? Stop.
Chargers win this game. 21-20. Your thoughts?
I have 21-20.
Okay. I can see it. The Texans are at the Jaguars. Jaguars win this game.
28-12 Jaguars.
Jaguars win this game 10-10. They'll be 10-4. Jaguars do win this game 28-17. Next, we have the Ravens at the Browns. The Ravens win this game.
35-11.
28-10.
Packers at the Panthers here. And
no.
Panthers win this game. They go to 10-4. Clearly in that wild card spot, if not maybe even. And Packers, that's it. We're done. 30-20. Panthers win this game. Your thoughts?
So,
Dolphins at the Bills. Oh, we got 3 minutes.
25th. Dolphins.
Yeah. Dolphins win this game. No, I think Bills win this game.
Sure, go for it.
Yeah, Bills win this game. 28-14. All right, moving along quickly. You're running out of time. Bengals at the Vikings. Oh, God. Vikings get another win.
29-11.
Yeah, Vikings get another win. 30-13.
I'm going to take an 11.
Cardinals are at the Redskins. I do think the Redskins pull out a win here. Yeah, the Redskins win. Your thoughts? Okay. Eagles at the Giants. Eagles, I do think, get the win. 24-18. I really don't like scoring game in this one. We also have the Jets at the Saints in this game, 30-7. Your thoughts? Rams at the Seahawks. I'll go with that. Just 20-6. Titans at the 49ers. 49ers, I think, get the win here. They pull the upset. 49ers win this game 17-14.
Titans 22-22.
Patriots at the Steelers. Steelers definitely win this game. Steelers win this game. 27-20. Cowboys at the Raiders.
28-22.
All right. I think the Raiders win this game 10-0. I don't know. We're running out of time. It's cluster for me. Falcons at the Bucks. Bucks win the game.
27-15 Falcons.
Falcons win. All right. That's enough. All right. We got 17 seconds. Guys, thank you for joining us. Took a lot of calls tonight and maybe took too many. But
yeah.
Next week, right here on Sports Talk.